Election Day 2019. We get to pick a leader of our town or city.
Yay!
Yay! Well, what's the turnout like so far?
Hello.
Let's start in East Haven. Street Pete.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hello.
Hey, I got Mike here. If you want to talk to him real quick.
Well, I gave you a list of questions, so I thought you
okay,
would
ready?
Talk to
Mike.
Him.
Yes.
All right, ready, Mike? What's your name again?
Mike Barrett.
Stop this right now!
What's your name, Mike? Mike. What's your name, Mike? Pete.
AJ, what's your name?
AJ.
Oh, okay, AJ. Yeah, I got it.
Right,
okay,
right.
Yeah. All right,
who are you voting for today and why?
Joe Kerfora.
Why?
He's a good guy. He's honest. Going to straighten out the town of East Haven, and I think he's a better candidate.
All right, what would you like to say to the mayor?
Keep true to your promises, do something for the children of East Haven, and be honest. That's all.
Be honest.
Do something for the children.
Right.
Like what? Hand out candy or Christmas?
For the kids.
Swing
set. That's all.
Set.
Keep them out of trouble.
Mike.
And how do we actually say East Haven?
East Haven.
Say it again?
East Haven.
Can we get to a vote to change that?
No.
No, it's East Haven?
Yeah.
All right, Mike, thank you.
No, you can't kill a guy for trying, except for in East Haven.
Okay, it's Street Pete.
Great.
East Haven on Election Day.
Mike.
What's your name, Mike?
Describe the scene. Is it busy?
No, there's like eight people, and four of them are people setting up to do their own elections. Like, they're setting up tents and everything.
What do you mean, do their own elections?
Like, there's a lady named Joanne Headley here for town clerk.
Oh.
She's setting up a table, and she's like...
Oh, what, to greet people. Voters?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's it.
Oh, you sound mad Headley, about that.
Like, five people.
All right, so there's eight people? And then now five people, so three left while we were talking.
Yes.
Well, three that are voting there. And five that are setting up tables.
Right. We can't let Pete count the votes.
No, we can't. No.
Wait, you just said there were eight votes. Yeah, there's five now.
Right.
Wait a minute.
Would you lose them?
Right.
All right, this vote's for Joe. Who's the vote for? Who's it for again?
Joe. Yeah.
Oh, it's Joe.
What's your
Joe?
Name?
Joe.
Mike?
Joe.
Mike, what's your name? Mike.
Mike Joe. Want a cup of Joe, Mike? How about a cup of Mike Joe?
You would think the turnout would be better. 6 o'clock hour is always really busy.
Yeah. Well, Girl Scouts aren't there yet.
On the big election days.
With their damn cookies.
Right. Have the Girl Scouts set up yet?
No Girl Scouts. No coffee, no nothing yet.
I wonder if
Where's
you're
the
at.
Coffee?
Oh, it's the coffee's
the
fault.
Are coming.
Where
the munchkins are
coffee?
Coming.
Who are you talking to?
Himself.
What's your name, ma'am?
Mike.
Cindy. Oh, she's a helper.
Cindy. Well, who's she helping?
Joanne Headley.
Oh, okay. All right. Campaigns are setting up outside. I think you have to be 50 feet away from the.
Yeah, at Milford, they're behind a fence. You see them all behind a fence.
No, 75 feet now.
Yeah.
75.
It's like a corral.
50 wasn't enough.
Yeah, they're like a corral.
I wonder who screwed that up. Like, who was at the 50 foot mark, but they messed it up.
Right.
Shouting stuff. Was a megaphone?
Right.
Hey, Mike, what's your name, Mike? You going in to vote, Mike? Can I count on your vote, Mike?
Yeah, at Milford, they all stand by the fence with their signs. You know, as a last minute reference before you go and look at them. But the Girl Scouts are set up inside, in between the door and where you go in. Oh, there's a table right there ready to ambush you.
This is AJ's biggest Election Day issue.
Yep.
Where the Girl Scouts are located.
That damn cookies.
I did notice that, too. They were very, very close to the exit in Oxford last year. But I don't mind.
They set like snipers.
They're not, you know, they didn't set up bear traps like to grab my leg on the way out. Like, you just walk by.
And you walk by and go, let's go, guys!
There's no obligation for you to buy them.
That's right. You just keep walking. Don't make eye contact.
I try not to.
Yeah, just a lot of pressure.
I try not to, but I can feel them looking at me.
Which voting location in Staven are you at?
I'm at Tuttle School.
Tuttle
over
School.
On Prospect Street.
All right.
It's an Italian name, Tuttle.
Hold on. Let me. We have someone from East Haven on, and I want to check. Hey, Lou.
Yes.
Lou. Is Tuttle School a busy location?
Tuttle School is the center of town. It's a pretty busy location. I'm up in Daron, Fox, in District 3. And by the way, a correction, that's Tina Headley that's running for town clerk, not Joanne.
Gotcha. Wow. Well, keep in mind, Street Pete had to ask Mike what his name was.
Right.
Mike, what's your name?
Hey, no worries.
So it's Mike Headley. Yeah.
All right, so Tuttle School is a good gauge in terms of traffic. Mm. So if Pete says it's slow, it's probably slow at all the other voting places in Staven.
Well, right now we're up in Fox and it's starting to pick up. You know, it's right at the hour. We've probably had about 10 or 12 voters already. So
okay.
It's starting to pick up.
Very good. And I'm being told you're running for something?
Yes, I'm running for re-election District 3 Town Council with Joseph Gafora.
Oh, okay.
East Haven.
Right.
All right. Very good. You know, we're not getting involved, but what did Joseph say he was going to do if he won yesterday? Remember? He said something.
Yeah.
So we got Big Steve said he'll wrestle AJ.
Right, yes. Right.
And was
right.
Joseph going to sing? Does anyone remember? He promised something.
Right. I think he said do it with Ashley.
No, I think it was a group.
Oh, no,
Mariah
that's
Carey.
Right. No, it was a trio.
Yeah.
Trio.
Okay. Yeah.
Right. He was going to sing Mariah.
If he's going to sing, he's going to need me. I'm the singing candidate.
All right. Go ahead. Sing.
Let's hear it.
Oh, guys, you put me on the spot. I don't even have my guitar.
You put you on the spot.
You brought it up.
You put you. Country take me home to the place I belong, West Virginia, Mount Mama. Take me home, country roads. Little John Denver.
I like John Denver.
Like I said, take him home.
That was good. You know what? He committed. That's what I like. Once he started, he was like, I'm going to sing this
he did.
The best I can.
He tried to be humble and then belted it out.
Yeah, I like it.
Crappy song, good voice.
All right, well, good luck today, and thanks for checking in. Appreciate it.
All right, guys. Vote Roway all the way. Thank you.
All
God
right.
bless.
All the way.
Roway.
Roway.
Hey, Staven OA.
Row A.
Ayo.
How you doing?
Wait, what was it? AO or OA?
No,
OA. Oh, A.
Row A.
It's both.
It means different things, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, OA.
OA. Like you just remember something.
It's like, hey, how you doing?
Or
right? AO. It's like, cut the S.
Right. Also, OA.
AO.
OA is like, oh, I remember what it said. OA.
OA.
Yeah.
A lot of vowels.
As opposed to Ole.
Street Pete.
Yes.
What else? You have anyone else there to talk to?
We got Mike here. You guys want to talk to Mike?
Nobody here.
Wait, what's his name?
Yeah, but what's his name? What is Mike's name, though? That's the problem.
Mike.
All right, so you even got the person who was setting up the tent wrong. You got that name wrong. It wasn't Joanne. Did you hear that?
Yeah, but the cardboard cutout that's on the table said Joanne, so I didn't mess that up.
Oh, gotcha. It's going with the road.
But maybe it's the name of the person behind the table, and they're there representing that person?
Well, yeah. I could still read. I don't know. They wrote it wrong.
Debatable.
He can't still read.
Debatable.
Ask Mike.
All right. Nice job over there in East Haven. Let's send you over to New Haven, and we'll talk to you at the bottom of the hour and see how you do there.
All right.
All right. Guys. Street Pete.
Good luck.
Covering Election Day 2019 from Staven on his way to New Haven.
So far, he's gotten everyone's name wrong, but he knows when the Munchkins are coming.
Yes.
Right.
He can read, though, so it's fine.
That's right.
Yes. Again, debatable.
Right. Debatable. Debatable.
Debatable.
Debatable. All right, so our governor has a whole new... Go ahead. You good?
Yes.
Okay.
You got to finish the song.
All right. No.
Like I didn't know there was an end. I just thought it just kept doing that.
It's like shaving a haircut. You got to go two bits.
You can't go.
And just leave it. It'll drive you nuts the rest of the day.
You're right.
Actually get up at 10 o'clock and I'm like,
all right, Governor Lamont has a new strategy in his quest to bring tolls to Connecticut.
Oh boy.
Call them temporary tolls.
Oh, what fresh hell is this? Really?
Temporary tolls.
Temporary. Yeah, okay. There's no such thing as temporary in this state.
You know, I always gave him credit for being a good liar.
Uh-huh.
He's losing his game.
Yeah. Yep.
Come on.
Temporary. Please.
Oh,
no one
God.
Here is new. We're not new.
I know. Born yesterday? No.
Well, this guy already has a track record of lying. And so to say everybody knows it's not going to be temporary. You know what was supposed to be temporary? The state income tax.
Exactly.
I was here for that.
Yep. You told him about that.
Still there.
Weicker did that, right?
I don't know. Still there.
Yep. How temporary is temporary?
Nothing is temporary when it comes to revenue stream or taxes in Connecticut. Nothing goes away.
Hell no.
Okay, so that's a bold-faced lie. So anything you say after that is unbelievable, right?
It's,
because you just said temporary.
I feel like we don't have to listen to you.
So it's going to be 14 bridges around the state, and they're temporary.
Temporary.
Ah, Jesus.
Right. Temporary.
This guy just thinks... Here's what we've learned about Lamont is that he doesn't learn anything.
No.
Right? So he's lied his way through. We've already picked him out as a liar.
Right.
We don't have him on the show anymore because what's the sense of talking to someone if you're not going to be dealing in reality?
He's a liar.
But he hasn't learned that yet.
No.
This would be like a boss saying, hey, we got a brand new break room. We don't have a break room at all. Not a great break room.
It's fantastic.
But we don't have a break room. There's no break room here.
Oh.
Oh, no, that break room. Everyone's enjoying it.
That's a great one.
No one's enjoying it. There's no break room.
Does not exist.
And they just keep lying to you. Oh, those raises are great, right? Everyone's happy with the... No one's gotten a raise.
Right.
Like, you're not even in reality. Getting mad at a fake person. I was mad at that guy. That was me, though.
You were seething.
Some people just don't do good in haunted houses. Probably shouldn't go. We have one of those people.
Hello.
I'm going to play you the audio in a second. Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR. Why would you even go?
Yeah.
I was lied to. I was misled.
Oh, you're coerced?
I was told it was not scary and it would be fine. And I believed them because I'm an idiot.
You trusted them.
Yep.
I did.
You messed up.
I also don't think they lied to her based on what I heard in this audio.
It was very scary.
So you're thinking it really wasn't scary. What the hell was that?
Drop a bomb?
See, it's the ghost from the haunted house.
That was the haunted house saying, oh no, we're scary.
Was that a stun grenade? That magician thing. Where'd Phil go?
Yeah. What was that? Do we know?
Yes, I do.
It's your computer?
It's one of those sites just gets annoyed when it doesn't get looked at for 20 minutes and just starts blasting audio at you.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Well, I will not be ignored. .com.
All right, let's play some audio.
I'm running! No! No! Stop it! No!
Hold on a second. Oh, my God. It was 3 seconds of audio and like 17 screams.
That was actually a It's actually a physical she was taking.
They pop out from everywhere.
Cold hands?
She sounds like a cockatoo.
Stop it!
What happens?
The first part sounds like a bird, but the second part sounds like a little puppy.
Yes. Let her out. She's got to poop. Let her out.
You have to go out? Okay.
Or like the kid inhaled a whistle.
A child with a whistle stuck in his throat. What are you trying to say? Are you okay?
Where the whistle go?
Right.
Like a bad version of Lassie.
Or that person in the back of those rap songs.
Right. What song is that?
It Takes Two?
Yes.
I'm going to have to make that later.
There's always that one person in the background. That's their job, making that noise. Which is not easy when you swallow a whistle like that. Exactly. Right. My hand's cold? Okay, sorry.
Is that it takes two to make things go right? Is that
know.
Song?
I don't know. Yeah. I just know there's a song that has someone doing that in the background. So.
Look at
at that. It's been a job for you.
We're only like 4 seconds into this audio.
I know.
All right. The sound of someone who shouldn't be in a haunted house or even near one, in one. Hi, Ashley.
Hello.
Hello. Yeah.
What did we learn from this experience?
To not go to a haunted house or believe my friends.
And buy new underwear.
Or family.
All right.
Get new underwear.
Let's go back into it here.
Oh, my God.
What do you mean, like swing you around by your hair?
Yeah, the first one sounds like you're being swung over someone's head.
Come out at you from every angle, and like you look at them, like you kind of see them, and you know they're real, and like you tell yourself, you're like, I know you're gonna jump out at me, and they jump out at you, and they still get you.
What was that on the like meter?
Like.
Wow.
It's that same decibel up there.
All right.
Stop it. Stop it. Stop it.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. So, were you saying stop it to the monsters?
Yeah.
Stop being scary.
Right.
You're supposed to scare people. Stop doing it.
Be fluffy and Disney-like.
You're scaring me. That's my job. Yeah,
that's what I do.
Any kind of like zombie invasion or some kind of a serious situation where like people have to hide, like she's getting killed first.
Yep.
Oh,
not
yes.
Even by the invasion or whatever horrible thing. It's like she won't stop making noise. So like right. we just gotta get rid of her.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. Push her out there. Yeah,
she's going to give away her position.
Right. Yeah. Sacrifice. Yeah.
She became an appetizer.
That, if you slow down, is a gorilla.
Yes, it is. Thank you, Coco.
I was out of breath.
Can you slow that down?
Yes,
now?
I can. It's going to take
a few seconds.
Yeah, I'll get there.
Wow. Ashley should not be in a haunted house.
No, write it down. Well, the pizza's too hot.
I'm partying.
Right. You take that bite, and the cheese goes on your tongue,
yeah,
and the sauce.
Hot.
Like,
Careful, too hot. Or you need more fiber.
All right.
Okay.
Isn't this cool?
No, it's not cool. It's scary.
You gotta look ahead to see if they're coming.
I'm looking ahead. They're jumping out from everywhere. Eric's like, look, it's so cool. I'm like, no, it's not. Not having fun.
All right.
It made a noise. Okay. Oh, my God. All right.
Not here.
All right. Okay. Hello.
Hello.
It's like, I see you there. Hello. Goodbye.
Yeah. Try and be polite with them. Yeah.
That's funny. No one else is screaming.
No.
You're
no.
The only one.
Right.
Okay. So that was what I picked up on. Like, I don't think they lied to her. I think like she's just afraid. It's like dark and there's a strobe light. And she's like, I hate it.
Yeah. It's not even how it's a petting zoo. She's dead.
Like, you don't even have to spend whatever, right? Just bring her into a dark room and just make sounds. And
poke, all right,
and
okay,
poke her occasionally.
Mm-hmm. All right, okay, hello.
I love how, like, my younger sister, Chelsea, is like, you got to just look ahead to see where they are.
She's trying to help
right.
you out.
You can see this stuff coming.
Right.
It's not a surprise if you just look ahead.
Open your eyes.
Use
Why, are your eyes
eyeballs.
Closed? Are your hands over your eyes? Like, what's happening?
No, I'm, like, gripping Eric for dear life, and Chelsea and Andrew, my sister and her husband, are ahead of me. Yeah,
found
happening.
Him. Found him.
You can hear by the end of this, we got like 30 seconds left, that Chelsea's just so annoyed with Ashley. She's like, why did we invite her?
All right, okay, hello.
God is not here tonight.
Okay, all right, okay.
I think that you should go first.
Go first?
No.
We are not moving until you go first.
No, we're going together.
Look at him in the eyes.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Wow.
Good heavens. That was a dog. That was a puppy.
This, like, zombie creature.
That was a puppy.
had the you know what to come up to me and start a conversation. Like, I'm scared over here.
No, 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 no. Yep. That's a puppy.
That's a repellent.
It is. Yes. Yes.
That werewolf or whatever grabbed its ears and just died.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, no, no, no.
Blood came out of its ears.
That's right. It's almost like an Indian call.
Yeah, like seeing a warrior princess.
Can you loop that?
Yes.
A new car alarm.
Yeah, right. Car alarm.
Car alarm.
No, 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 no.
Sounds like she should be in the back of a Queen song.
Yeah, right. Bismillah.
I didn't know my voice could get that high.
Oh God!
Yeah,
my ears.
That hurt.
Oh my God!
That hurt. That really hurt. Yes.
You know, that's one of those, like, 1,000 people could go through that night, yeah. And at the end, the staff gets together and be like, that one girl. Oh, they're like, God. Yeah, I know.
Oh, you mean lasso chick?
Oh, my right. God.
My ears still hurt.
My God.
I got blood coming out of mine.
That chick with the bangs.
Yeah, I was at the concession stand dressed like me. She was screaming.
That was a cold toilet seat right there.
Hey, I'm a good time at a party.
Yeah.
We can tell.
No, 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 no.
No, 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 no.
Did you have a good time?
No. No, 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 no. No, I did not.
Will you go back?
No, 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 no.
Is that the end of it?
We got the last 10 seconds here. Just pay attention to Chelsea at the very end.
Okay. All right.
Chelsea! Oh, yeah! 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 Holy s***!
Ashley, calm down.
Ashley, calm down.
Right. Doing the car at that point.
Oh, my God. That last scream was... That was blood curdling. Right. Yeah. Oh, right. That's from a movie. Right. That's a movie screen.
No. Is that you screaming or is that someone scaring you?
Someone is scaring me. It's
yeah.
Not screaming.
Yeah. That
oh,
sounds
that's
like a
not
professional.
You?
No, that's me. As a reaction. Yeah.
So someone's
scared.
Someone's making a noise, but that is your scream on top of it.
Yeah. Somebody jumped
like someone's
out.
Like rah, and you're like ah!
Yes.
No.
That is me. That's authentic.
That's one of those, if you have any poop in the chamber,
right.
It's in your pants.
Exactly.
A guy dies, no will.
Right.
Someone he never met got their inheritance.
Ooh, how do you sound for that?
How does that happen? Lisa Wexler's in studio. She works at her sister station, ICC, but she's also a probate judge.
I am, yes.
How does that happen?
Well, it's an unbelievable case. It's a true fact pattern, and it's in my court, and it is the cautionary tale of why people need a will. So listen to this.
Okay.
It's a mother and a daughter. It's not a man. It's a woman. And true story, the mother died in her 80s. Let's call her Karen.
God bless her. Okay.
God bless her. And she left a will, and she left everything to her daughter, who was in her late 50s, and they lived together.
Okay.
The daughter was never married. The daughter never had children, and there was an earlier sibling who passed away years ago. So it's a mother and a daughter.
Just her and her.
Okay.
Right.
And the mom has a house and a few $100,000 in savings, and altogether probably an estate worth close to $1 million.
Wow. Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
Mother passes more or less about a year and a half ago, and the daughter inherits. The daughter becomes the executor of the will. No problem. Here's what happens. Daughter never makes a will. And literally, almost a year ago, Thanksgiving Day, she doesn't show up to her friend's house for Thanksgiving. They say, why hasn't she shown up? We'll call her Maria. And Maria doesn't show up because she has literally fallen in her own home to the bottom of her basement stairs and is dead.
Oh.
Okay.
I thought
it was a guy.
All right. So who greased the stairs?
It's not a guy.
No, it's a gal.
Oh.
It's a gal.
It's a girl.
Okay.
Okay.
She.
Just as bad.
Yes.
Oh, of course. So she is obviously dying untimely.
Right.
She doesn't have a will, but she has already inherited this $1 million from her mother. So what happens to the $1 million? And she has a few $1,000 saved as well.
Any like distant cousins or something like that?
Okay. So she has no siblings, no children, no spouse, and no parents.
Okay, no parents.
So we have to go to the next of kin.
So
we're the next of kin.
Let's talk about this. So what's the level? Okay. All right. Let's just say she died and she was married. To the husband.
Correct.
Yeah.
Right? No husband to the parents?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And then no husband, no parents, siblings.
Right. You're assuming no children because children would go even first. So
good.
Okay. So the way it goes is this. You want me to tell you how it goes?
Yeah.
How does the tree want
to break down?
Okay. So if you're married with kids, it goes to half to the spouse and the rest to the kids. It actually goes the first 100,000 plus half to the spouse. So the first 100,000 off the top to the spouse. And then 50% of the remaining Connecticut is always complicated to the spouse and the other 50% to the kids to be divided among the kids. That's if you have a wife and kids.
Okay.
Okay.
Right.
If you have a wife and parents, the parents get 25% of the estate. After the first 100,000, I don't know.
Because they had
and
you.
I didn't write it. And it's 100,000 plus the other 75% to the spouse. Now, if you die without a parents and you die without kids, everything goes to the spouse. If you die without a spouse and without parents, everything goes to your kids. If you die without parents,
this is totally Connecticut.
If you die without parents
and
you die without spouse and you die without kids, things go to your sisters and brothers. And if you don't have them, your nieces and nephews.
Okay.
Okay.
Nieces and nephews.
So what happens to Maria, right?
Maria.
She has none of that.
Right.
Right.
But so we have a hearing and who shows up but these distant cousins of the mother.
Twice removed.
Who end up burying this woman, right? Because no one knows who to be called. And they think, well, you know what? I may be inheriting this money. I might not, but I don't know, Your Honor.
I'll
know.
Show up. I'm just here.
Exactly.
And I say, not so fast.
With a satchel.
Not so fast.
You said
not so fast.
Judge Lisa says,
not so fast. Because Maria, at one point, had a father.
Oh.
And all I know is that the parents were divorced 50 years ago.
Right.
Who was the father?
Who?
And did he go on to have other children?
This is Maury.
Because if he went on to have other children, she has siblings.
Right.
So I have to do all this stuff and order a genealogy search and blah, 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 blah. Here's what ends up happening.
Is there a fee
for that? This is what is... I don't get a fee for anything. Here's what happens. Okay. Here's what happens. This is an unbelievable story.
Okay.
Turns out the father... Now, bear with me on this, okay?
Okay, bearing.
The father himself had a mother and father, and his mother and father... He was the only child of them. Each of them, they divorced, went on to a different spouse. So the mother remarried another guy, and the father remarried another woman, and each of them went on to have a child who were the half-siblings of the father, meaning to Maria, an aunt and an uncle. An aunt and an uncle who she never met.
How sad.
And they never met each other. The first time they met each other was in my courtroom.
Look at that.
The half-sibling from one and the half-sibling of another who had the father in common had never met each other. And you're listening
you
to
know.
This chutzpah. Listen to this. One of them challenged...
I guess I can't talk. I gotta listen.
Sorry.
10 o'clock is your show.
You can bang. Anyway, I just wanted you to know that they challenged each other's birth certificates.
Nice.
That they were such hazers, as we say, such pigs.
Oh, this is a...
Hazer.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Such
it's that, a TV movie.
That one of them wanted to have the whole thing.
Wow, look at that.
They fell into $1 million.
Wow.
Right. It's like, hey, I'll take a half a million.
Hold my phone.
Well, if I fell, I want it to be in $1 million.
What about those cases where an animal...
Good point,
like the cat ends up winning, like inheriting all the money.
That's in a will.
That's
Thank
a will?
You.
Okay, so will, so it won't be appropriate, like their animal gets it, like, you know, Fluffy. It's like the survivor.
It's a will.
Okay.
Right. Unless you could prove that you, you know, the cat is
biological.
One of your children.
Oh, boy.
If you give me $1 million, I'm going to prove it. I'll prove it.
How much did they spend to try to screw the other one out of half?
Very little.
Oh, okay.
In fact, neither one flew in from, I think, North Carolina, the other one from another part of the country. They didn't spend a lot. They just challenged it by making the administrator really do her homework to make sure that genealogically it was correct.
You can't just split it?
They are just splitting it in the end.
They are splitting. That's how it would have went, but they wanted to fight the other one.
Won all of it. Okay.
Right. They got greedy over money.
Right.
They didn't even ever meet the person who died and left them the money.
There were so many people involved. I lost a third person.
But you know what? I have to just say this. Think about it. The mother of Maria, Karen, spent her whole life. She was a hardworking woman. She had her own home, no mortgage. She worked so hard, and her life savings are going to these relatives of a man she divorced 50 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah. AJ, I'm going to ask you a question here that's very obvious.
Okay.
What is the lesson here?
Have a will.
Yeah. Okay. Good.
Did I get it right?
We're all surprised.
Did I get it right?
Yes.
Yay,
AJ.
I got
have
it right.
A will.
Yay. I gotta have something first to have a will for.
Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR. Judge Lisa's in studio. She's a probate judge. Can we say where?
Yeah, sure.
Westport, Weston?
You bet.
Look at that.
Seems like a lot of money there.
Yes.
Right?
Well,
so you have big cases coming through your court?
We have some really interesting cases. We had a fabulous case about lost Holocaust art that ended up in our...
Oh, wow.
That's an unbelievable case. Huh. It's still going on. The woman died in 1984. The Austrian government for many, many years denied the right of this family. The art was very obviously confiscated on the eve of World War II. And even though she died in 1984, she left her entire estate to charity. She never had any children of her own. And there was, you remember the movie, The Woman in Gold?
Yes.
Remember that?
Mm. I do.
Goldfinger.
Well, okay. The Woman in Gold was very similar to this. There was a Gustav Klimt, a beautiful Austrian painting at the core of that movie.
The Klimt.
And in fact, Klimt and Schiele, because it was an Austrian family, were some of the artworks that were owned by the estate of Clara Mertens. One of them, Water Snakes, was sold for $126
million. Wow.
Or $112 Whoa. Million. Something like unbelievable.
A lot of money.
Now, probate yeah. judges used to get a percentage of the estate.
You know, that was way before my time, Chaz.
Really?
See, way before. Good old
you got in too late.
You didn't have the gold woman. Yep.
I did. No, I
You'd
earned,
be wealthy now, right?
I earned somewhere, right because our district is less than 40,000 people, it's one of the smallest districts, probate districts in the state. My salary is about $73,000, $74,000, something like
wow.
that. In that range.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
But I love
it.
What I do.
Yeah.
Love
well, you're doing
I
it
do.
For the love of
for
it.
For love, of
love
course.
What I
yeah.
do.
That's got to be tough sometimes to make a decision who's going to get the money. Like you're right?
It's not my decision.
It's not?
No, it's not my decision.
It's not.
How come you're a judge?
Of course not.
But
no.
What,
no.
What? There's a judge over the judge?
No, but I don't decide who gets the money.
You don't?
The will decides it or the statute, as I just told
no
you
will.
About.
No.
If there's no will, the statute decides it. You know, because that's the intestate law of succession.
She enforces the law.
Thank you.
Okay.
Right. Thank
what
you.
If you have siblings fighting over personal property?
So listen to this. This is unbelievable. Another great case. I just become judge. And there was a sister. There was the daughter in my chambers for a hearing. Her mother had passed away. She was apparently a very well-known local sheriff, actually.
Ah.
And she was unfortunately not found for 3 days after she passed.
Whoops. Not good.
So, and this was a case I inherited, you know, because a lot of these estates take a while to wrap up. So I'm a new judge. I'm just getting into the case. And the sister comes in and the brother says that he can't be in court. I don't know why. He lives in Seymour, but he says he can't come to court.
Okay.
So no, he's right. on the phone.
Right.
And he insists that the silver that he was entitled to is missing from the house. He wants to know why he didn't get the silver.
Oh, my God.
So I start talking to the brother and sister, and I say to the brother, when's the last time you saw your mother? Oh, I haven't seen my mother for maybe 20 years.
Oh.
He said, but that shouldn't matter, Your Honor.
You should call your mother.
I said, it matters to me.
She sold the silver 19 years ago.
I said, that's what I said to him, Chad. Exactly that. You should be my judge. You should be my court. I said to him, how do you know if you haven't seen your mother in 20 years that she still had the silver when she died? I know my mother. She would never sell anything.
Oh.
I said,
You knew her.
I don't think so.
20 years ago.
I don't think so.
Mom changed since then.
Well, what happened? Why was she not found for 3 days? Did she die in the house and no one checked in on her?
Yes.
Oh, that's sad.
See? She died
that's
lonely.
Sad. Dying yeah, alone.
Exactly.
And then the kids come in, you know?
Yeah.
It's
what's the Ma?
It's sad to see that, but it happens. Even families that get along, when the last parent dies, it starts where everyone's nice.
Uh-huh.
And then it's, and the next thing you know,
cage
you're in
match.
Front of Judge Lisa.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or
I
sounds
see,
like a show to me.
One of the two.
You know, one of the things in my private practice, I obviously have many, many clients over the years that I did estate planning for. And whenever I would have somebody say to me, I want to disinherit a child,
oh.
I would always really try and talk them out of it big time. Not because necessarily, you know, that someone did more for them or didn't do more. I don't want to argue the facts. It was mostly because if you disinherit one child or you give one child less than another, you're making it really difficult for them to have a relationship with each other after you're gone.
Oh,
right. And does that open it up for a fight?
Do you care?
Well, it does. In fact, there's this thing called interorum clauses. Do you know what that is?
Let me take a break and we'll come back. Okay. Interrural.
I can't spell it. Clause. I can't pronounce it.
All right, we're getting some calls here. Some probate nightmares.
Okay.
I think everyone who's had, I think a lot of people have gone through this. Talking about probate nightmares. John's from Trumbull.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, I got the whole crew.
Yes.
Yeah, and Lisa Wexler's here, too. She's a probate judge, Westport Weston.
I appreciate your time. Short, sweet, to the point. My mom of 93 years passed away.
Sorry.
Back in April. She died in her sleep in her own bed. I mean, it doesn't get any better. Anyways, right. She and my father were very frugal. They built a house on Cape Cod. I helped my father build this house with my younger brother back in the 50s. And we inherited, my younger brother and I. And it's 50-50. We've got the probate papers that just came through like a week ago, a week and a half ago. And we're cool on it. My question is this, Your Honor. My younger brother is getting some flack from his wife because he and I decided to sell part of the estate yesterday to somebody. And she's suggesting that he did it without her permission.
Oh.
And I'm saying, you're not an owner. You're not a co-owner. Granted, you
have. Okay, let me get to the question because I know what the question is here. Does the spouse have anything to do with it when there's.
Who's the executor?
My brother and I.
No, the spouse has nothing to say. It's what we call soft power. But no, she really has no.
Soft power.
She has no authority whatsoever. Zero.
I'm right now.
I like that soft power.
I'm toning this down because my wife is listening, probably, and she's defending my sister-in-law, who I love.
Okay.
But I'm saying, you know, it's none of your effing business.
Well, you know, that's a question of how you're going to handle conflict resolution. As far as the probate court is concerned, the executors have all the power and only the executors.
Correct.
So you know all this. You just want
to. Maybe Phil, Chaz, you know, earmark this for Dr. Patty Ann next time she's in.
Gotcha.
So $3 million. Is that what the inheritance is?
Give or take, between the land and all the other stuff. But to me.
And what did you sell, the house?
Yeah, we sold one house. We still have land that we're holding on to.
Okay. And then obviously... The two wives are upset because they wanted to use the house?
No.
They're upset at the price that you sold it for?
Maybe.
How do you not know that?
No, I think that's a yes, but like he doesn't want to
admit it. Oh, he's saying maybe, like you're warm?
This came to me at 7 o'clock this morning while I'm walking the dog. Okay.
Wow, look at that.
Wow.
Yeah, but so
was the dog yelling at you, or did you get a call from?
No, the dog loves me.
Yeah, when he saw the crap coming out, I realized it.
I think you should all go out to dinner and talk about it.
So they didn't like the price. Did you list it with an agent?
We spoke with, but we ended up going with a friend, a neighbor.
Okay.
And we've seen what he's done with other properties he's purchased, and he's done a good job.
So you
and
saved the commission.
And he's not going to rent it to the Clampets.
Okay. All right, one more question.
The Clampets?
Yes.
All right, so what did the real estate agent say you could get for the house, and what did you sell for? What was the difference? Let me just ask you that.
1.5 to 1.6, 1.3.
1.5.
This is codes?
Yeah, I don't understand.
Hike!
Wait, all right, so the agent said 1.5 to 1.6, and you sold it for 1.3?
Correct.
I think million. I think that's what we're talking about.
1.5, yeah.
Well, agents very often will give you an optimistic price because they don't know the market until they send it out there.
Yeah.
Obviously.
And you have to discount it by 5%.
And the commission.
Right. Yeah.
Exactly.
You get, 6%.
You did fine.
You need wiggle room.
You did fine.
Yes.
You did fine.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I thought it
now
was.
Now we just got to get them on. Good luck, John.
I
got to go.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
All right. We're
coming up against the clock here. Lisa, thanks for coming on. We've got to have
such
you back.
A pleasure.
Yes, Lisa Wexler from our sister station, WICC.
Jazz and AJ News.
It's election day, and it's been slow.
Yes, very slow.
Throughout the state. So just sad because You get to pick the top person in your city or town today.
Exactly.
Why wouldn't you want to vote for that one?
Come
on. That will have a direct effect on your property tax or your rent or basic things in town.
Right.
The pothole in front of your house. We sent Street Pete out. So what are we going to hear? East Haven and New Haven?
And a little bit of Bridgeport, yeah.
Nice. All right. Election Day 2019.
Yay.
What's the turnout like so far?
Hello.
Let's start in East Haven. Street Pete.
Hey, I got Mike here, so you want to talk to him real quick.
Well, I gave you a list of questions, so I thought you would talk to
Mike.
Him.
Yes.
All right, ready, Mike?
Yeah.
What's your name again?
Mike Barrett.
Stop this right now.
What's your name, Mike? Huh? Mike. What's your name, Mike? Pete.
AJ, what's your name?
AJ.
Okay, AJ. Yeah, I got it. Right.
What's your name, Mike? Mike.
Describe the scene. Is it busy?
No, there's like eight people, and four of them are people setting up to do their own elections. Like, they're setting up tents and everything. Like, there's a lady named Joanne Headley here for town clerk.
Hold on. Let me, we have someone from East Haven on. Hey, Lou.
Yes.
Lou, is Tuttle School a busy location?
Tuttle School is the center of town. It's a pretty busy location. And by the way, a correction, that's Tina Headley that's running for town clerk, not Joanne.
Gotcha. Wow. Well, keep in mind, Street Pete had to ask Mike what his name was.
Right.
Mike, what's your name?
Hey, no worries.
Yeah. Let's go to New Haven, where Street Pete is.
And I have somebody here, too. You want to talk to him?
Yeah, I think we established this. All right, hold on one second. All right, hold on.
So you doing good?
Breathe deep.
Breathe. In, out.
Tell him we go to you, and right. You ask questions.
Again. Okay.
What's your name?
Ray.
Ray. Who are you voting for?
Justin Elica.
What would you like to say to the mayor?
Justin.
What again?
Like Justin's not the mayor.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Elliker.
No.
Actual mayor now.
Justin is Elliker. The call is coming from outside your brain. Pete, who's the mayor of New Haven?
Mayor Hart.
No,
mayor
not
Hart.
You. Pete. Not Ray. Pete.
That I didn't know. My bad.
We have Street Ray.
In Bridgeport. Where in Bridgeport are you?
Blackham School?
What's it called?
Blackham.
What?
Blackham.
Blackham School.
Blackham School? That doesn't sound Blackham right.
It's like a deli.
Blackham?
Blackham, yeah.
Okay.
Well, I don't know, Pete, so I'm asking you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Harbor Seal?
These have been the best election day reports ever. That's it?
That was it.
Oh. And that was Street Pete.
Yes, great coverage.
Well done.
Art.
Well done.
Art. I'm telling you, that's art. Award-winning right there.
Art. Okay.
That's being pros. Our award-winning coverage, election day.
I like how he's in New Haven. Are you voting for Elliker?
What would you like to say to Mayor Justin? No.
How about Justin?
No, great. Pete, no. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Elliker.
Right.
No, Pete, no.
He's not the mayor.
Yeah. Who's the mayor, Pete? And then the other guy says, no, not you.
Art.
It's time for Chaz and AJ Dumbass News.
Thank you.
Dumbass.
When you see a dumbass in the news, send it to dumbassnews@chazandajinthemorning.com.
Yeah!
30-year-old adult screams like child at haunted house.
Who could that be?
Ashley went to a haunted house over the weekend with her boyfriend Eric and her sister Chelsea and Chelsea's husband. And it didn't go well for Ashley. Everyone else is fine.
You're having a good time.
Here's a montage of some of those screams.
Wow.
You could easily mistake that for, you know, a monkey out in the jungle.
Or
until the holy S.
Yeah. Or walking across a really hot parking lot at the beach.
Yeah. Wow.
That was my Friday night.
Yeah, it was Friday.
Put flops on, for Christ's sake. Welcome to the parking lot.
It was scary, okay?
I was scared.
It was scary.
It was scary.
It had fog, and you couldn't... There's this one part where, like, it was a really narrow black hallway. You couldn't see anything.
How can you be scared of what you can't see?
Right.
Because it's like the looming. It's the possibility of something scary.
The looming.
It's like the looming.
The looming. Was that a movie? The looming.
Yeah.
Imagine the looming.
But you're disoriented, you know? Can't see anything.
Yeah. I wish I had my jungle sound effects, because that... I swear to God, that sounds like a monkey. I mean, that. You.
Right.
Hello.
Yeah, you sound like a monkey.
The monkey over here.
Hey, sounds like a monkey over here.
She is in the monkey cage.
She is.
True.
Yeah, she's throwing feces everywhere.
Well, we'll have to get that, and we'll come back to it.
Yes.
But her sounds may be sped up just a hair, and then jungle sound effects in the background.
Right.
And you got yourself a monkey.
Exactly. Can you play the... Then again?
The montage, yeah.
Yeah.
Holy
It's Coco's bad day.
Coco's bad day. Yeah. Craziness in the monkey cage.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
Angry monkeys.
Yes.
We did put it to a song, too.
Yes. It is the exact tone.
Yep. Wow.
Nicely done. Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR. On the phone, WWE Hall of Famer Jake the Snake. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Excellent. Your show is called Dirty Details Tour at the Space Ballroom in Hamden on the 6th. You're sharing backstage, behind-the-scenes stories?
Oh, yeah. The crazy things that happened, you know, on the road or... in the locker room or in the ring. They're insanely funny. I've checked all the statute of limitations, so I'm good on all of them.
Excellent.
Nice.
And whatever comes up, comes up. There's never been two shows alike, I don't think.
Oh, that's cool.
And I have more fun that way. You know, if I went out there and started just yak, the same old stuff, man, it would become work. And right. I don't want to work.
So you're telling behind-the-scenes stories, stuff that we haven't seen, but do you tell stories like the cobra bite?
Oh, yeah.
Macho Man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I tell the behind-the-scenes stuff about that. I mean, because he was insane about that, you know? I mean, he came to me. He's like, hey, brother, we're going to do this thing tonight. Yeah, but are you absolutely sure that snake's been fixed? I'm like, dude, you lost your mind? You think I'd be picking it up if it hadn't been fixed? I'm scared to death of snakes.
Right.
He's like, I don't care. I want to see it bite you first, brother. And if you won't let it bite you, then you and I got a real problem. You know, I'm like, man, you are a nut. So I went and got the snake and hiked up my pants leg and let it bite me. Then he's like, okay, don't move. Don't take no pills. Don't take no elixirs. Don't take no antidotes. Don't take all this crap. Don't do this. Don't do that.
You gotta
sit there. You can't drink nothing. You know, you're not going to take any magic potion that clears it for you. Then I die. And I'm like, man, do you really think I'd kill you? Stranger things have happened in the WWF. Yeah.
Yeah, like letting him in, for example.
Yeah, exactly. You know, here I am, the Intercontinental Heavyweight Champion of the world, and everybody wants this spot. Not me.
Not that badly.
I don't need it that bad.
I'm not going to kill you for it.
You know, and there was a lot of stuff happening back in those days, man. I mean,
the blindfold match. That seemed like it was a good idea. Good idea on paper.
It was a lot of fun. I loved it because I didn't do anything, and I got paid for it.
Oh, I got you.
Even better.
Yeah, you guys were just walking around the ring the whole fight, and then there's one move, and it's over.
But boom, you know, $75,000 for that? Sure.
Oh, damn, that's fair.
Wow.
Really?
You know, yeah, man, $75,000, bro. I mean, we got to the back, and I'm like, Rick, will you please make me sweat just a little bit so I don't feel so guilty? But he was terrified to do it because he didn't think the people would get into it. But my God, the people got into that match so much, man. I mean, like, I'd pull my finger and they'd yell louder and louder, then lower, lower, louder, louder.
Yeah.
And we'd walk at each other and at the last second take a left. You know, oh my God, oh my God. It was so ridiculously fun.
Wow. It was the anticipation. You know, people were waiting for you guys to find each other.
Just like sex, man.
Yep, it's foreplay.
And it was over.
Once you're there, it's over.
And then the earthquake, did he really kill your snake?
No, absolutely not.
Okay.
It was a bag just like my bag, but it had 75 pounds of hamburger meat stuffed in pantyhose. And that way, when he jumped on it and squished it, blood would seep.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Nice maneuver.
You got to have blood, don't you? Come
yeah.
on.
Exactly.
You
know? And then lunch
well, that made it real.
Yeah. But you know, the crazy thing about that was we had to have the animal people there at the show to do that. And I got, you know, they had to inspect the snake before the show and after the show. So after he squishes it, I come to the back, you know, and this woman is there and she is livid, man. She's crying, yelling at me to get it out. You're going to jail. You're going to hell. You're doing, and I drop it out. And she's like, you're the sorriest SOB I've ever met. Blah, blah, blah. Lady, it's a job.
Yeah.
Right.
Come on. It's an act. Get over it.
Right.
And she's like, come here. She grabs me by the arm, man, and drags me out there so I can see kids crying. You know, and she goes, that's a job. That's a job. I said, well, it's better than doing it for nothing, isn't it?
Come on, this is reason, lady. Come on.
AJ makes kids cry for free.
Exactly.
You think the snake's a problem? Wait till you see my act. But, yeah, man, it's a lot of fun, man. And I like to get with the people, man. I mean, you know, it wasn't so long ago that I wasn't in a good spot, man, and hating life and hating everything about it, hating whatever I'd done to myself and my career, hating everything.
How did you get out of that?
DDP, man, and a lot of hard work, brother. You know, the documentary we did, you know, the resurrection of Jake the Snake Roberts, has just been voted the second best resurrection of all time.
Huh? Really?
Not bad. Not bad.
Congratulations, man.
Yeah,
man.
Some guy named
what was
Jesus,
the first? Jesus, right?
Jesus somebody.
Right. Jesus guy.
Yeah.
He had a good gimmick, man. He walked on water. I can't get that.
That would be an interesting match, though, you taking on Jesus.
Oh,
right.
Are you kidding? Yeah, I get
how would you approach that fight?
I would definitely be disqualified. Then I'd say something about Mary, and the next thing you know, it blows off the top. And,
right,
you know,
right.
He goes over the board, and next thing you know, we get the three kings out there, and now they're involved, and holy crap, you know. I pull the Romans in. The Romans start partying hard.
Right.
You know, and to end the party, we decide, hey, we're going to stick this guy on a stick, and right.
He steps on water, you're done. You can't follow that act.
You could kill him in the ring, but you know he's going to get back up.
3 days later.
Just like the Undertaker. Just like the Undertaker. Yeah. Yeah, Undertaker does that all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, Easter.
We'll call it the Easter bout.
Oh, man.
Easter brawl.
I didn't think it was possible for me to like you even more, but I do now.
Yep.
Appreciate you guys, man.
No,
and,
thank you.
Hope you get a chance to come out.
Yeah, we're linked up. The Space Ballroom in Hamden, November 6th. Jake the Snake Roberts, WWE Hall of Famer, and the second best resurrection in the history of the universe of all time.
Yes.
Absolutely. And bring your memorabilia, man. I'll sign that stuff up for you guys.
Oh, you're the best.
Excellent, man.
All right, man.
All right. Thank you, Jake.
Take care. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.